God is gracious, exceedingly, extraordinarily, extravagantly gracious is he. Is he not? For that is what grace is, undeserved, unmerited, unearned, unwarranted, it is. Instead, freely given, gladly extended, joyfully gifted in superabundant terms, without hesitation to those who deserve it not, it is. To those who are so profoundly unworthy, and so are otherwise in no position in any way at any time to expect to be rewarded with such a thing. Worthy, we are not. Rather, singularly beloved, are we. Love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. For that is who God is, that is what God does. God, dear brothers and sisters, is gracious. And so when the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, records St. Luke, she who previously had suffered for a lifetime the shame, the curse of a barren and a lifeless womb, herself experienced not merely the unexpected, but the seemingly impossible. Her time was over, her womb was dead, yet from death came life. Curious, is it not? So when her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown this remarkable, extraordinarily unexpected, even inconceivable mercy to her, they appropriately enough rejoiced with her. But little did they know the extent, the true nature of the grace that was given and was yet to be given. Little did they conceive of the future of this child, whose work would be to prepare the way of an equally surprising, even disconcerting Lord. And so on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child and would have called him Zechariah. In other words, they would have called him Zeke Jr. after his father. But his mother was not enamored with the idea, and she said no. He shall instead be called John. John, a name never before given in the house of this child's father. John, a new name. John, a new name signaling the coming of a new day. For the name John that they gave him that day means God is gracious. But in their incomprehension, none of this made sense to any of them then or later. So they made signs to his father, looking for a second opinion, inquiring what Zechariah wanted his son to be called. And Zechariah asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." That is, he wrote, "His name is God is gracious." For in this one, whose name was new, came the advent of the age of the one to whom John would point, who makes all things new, whose mercy to those so given to esteeming him not endures still. Therefore, appropriately enough, they all wondered at what these circumstances could mean. And immediately the father's mouth was opened, he whose mouth had been shut, and his tongue was loosed, and he spoke, blessing our God who is gracious, and fear came on all of the neighbors. And all these things were talked about throughout all the hill country of Judea, and all who heard of these things laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be?" For they, insofar at least as they were at that time able to do so, perceived at least this much about him: they perceived that the hand of the Lord was somehow with him, with this one whose name was new and whose name means God is gracious. And the child grew and became strong in the spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until that new day arrived in all its fullness, until the God who is gracious came. He came, he comes, he most certainly will come again. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, who long still to receive him still, receive him now. The God who is gracious at this altar and always through the means that he has appointed, and live in grateful service to him in all things till that blessed day when face to face we all will see the God who is gracious in the same flesh and blood that he ever gives for his faithful ones to eat and to drink. He who thus deigns to share his table with us. For he is our friend, in whose sweet praise we all our days could gladly spend. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.